This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
An impartial judge, an impartial jury. That's what you want. That's what we should have. That's the intent when we go into our legal system, when we're judging a case and someone's innocence or guilt. But at the end of the day, these decisions are being made by human beings, judges specifically, who have made many rulings on most cases far before it even gets to the jury, as pretrial hearings and motions are played out months, sometimes years in advance. One of those cases that we've been following for you is the case of Richard Allen and the Delphi murders. He's, of course, accused of killing those two little girls with relatively weak evidence, and a judge that is seemingly has some prejudice against him. We have seen that left and right in this case, kicking out his attorney's decisions that were made that don't allow for arguments to be made or even heard or considered in his defense. Here to discuss the psychology of all of this and what exactly may be going on here, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. This is a case that just, it continues to fascinate me. It's fascinating from the angle of what the case is about, which we don't seem to be talking about much anymore because it's all about the minutiae of this, the logistics of it right now. But we have this judge, Judge Gull, who they wanted to have her recuse herself. They wanted her to be kicked off. The Supreme Court kept her there. She stays on. The attorneys come back. We clearly see some prejudice going on here because immediately she starts denying motions for hearings that she had already approved in the past. But now that the attorneys are back, doesn't want to go there. Seeming just digging in and digging into decisions that just don't seem to make a lot of sense. And we're talking about trying to have a fair trial for this man and truly coming to justice and coming to finding out what reality and the facts were. What is going on here with this, where you have an individual that digs in like this, in this case, Judge Gull?
We all want a fair judge. My gosh. And then where my mind always takes me, is it possible for any judge to not have their own unconscious prejudices?
Sure.
They're human like the rest of us. But it does seem like in this case, it's particularly evident, as you said, that she's got her own preconceived ideas and doesn't like this. It doesn't like the attorneys, clearly, and probably has prejudices against the defendant, too, which is just, you know, really unfortunate. If you watch a lot of trials or visit courtrooms and witness trials, you see such dramatically different types of people who become judges, and they have their different personalities. And some do seem to go the extra mile to be polite, to be fair, to do the right thing, and other ones, their own personality is leaking through. And, you know, you can tell by the decisions they make how they feel.
And that's a scary thing when we're talking about the pursuit of justice, because then you're basing it on someone's preconceived notions, their personality, whatever may be going on. I mean, judges are, they're human. I mean, there's nothing different about them than anyone else that somehow gives them some sort of magical other insight that others may not have. Obviously, experience is one of those things that they have that others do not. Oftentimes worked as attorneys and know the system a bit better than others, but they're, again, they are human. Should there be more oversights in terms of who gets to be a judge in our country? Should there be more of a mental competency test, and maybe not even competency, but fairness of someone who is going to, you know, live up to the principles that our system is supposedly based on, where justice is in fact blind? Because it doesn't seem to be that way right now. It's either it's appointed by someone, and if you have someone who is already corrupt or twisted, appointing other people who think that same way, or it's by election. And then, you know, it's the luck of the juror or the electorate to pick someone that they feel good with. With someone who holds so much power, yields like literally the decision to change someone's life, destroy someone's life, or lives all around them, we really don't have a whole lot of oversight to say, this person really has something wrong with them. Like, their way of thinking seems to be kind of out there. And in some cases, you'll look at that and go, well, we want, they're a bulldog. They're really, are they, or are they just really imbalanced?
Right, Right. Yeah. And this is where my bias will, I'll own my bias here.
Yeah.
I think everybody who runs for political office should have some kind of psychological evaluation, you know, before we put them in, whether it's president or senators or whatever. I mean, we do want people who do not have glaring anger problems or personality problems or prejudice or biases. And that just seems, at this point, it's very haphazard and piecemeal. You know, we just don't know enough about these people. And I've known judges who were involved in domestic violence cases themselves, you know, and it's just, they're just people. They're like the rest of us.
And is there truly a way to look behind the curtain on something like that and say, yes, this person is, I mean, what would the bar be on something like that of this person is qualified, this person is not? Again, a very subjective way of looking at things. But I don't know. It just, when you see cases like this and you see things that are like, this person holds too much power and it's completely unchecked. If the system's going to be that unchecked, maybe one of those checks should be, you know, mental capabilities and maybe rechecked throughout time too, because we all evolve and change.
Yeah, there are people who have got, you know, just things I've witnessed, anger problems, and their anger leaks out in court. And the people that they don't like, it's very clear when they like someone or they don't like someone. And then I've known the opposite. Judges, you know, that I, if I were, you know, needing to be in court, I would pick that one. And I think attorneys know that too. I've been told that by attorneys that, oh, well, you want that judge, not that judge. And so this is how we try to maneuver to get the judge. There have even been really interesting studies that judges are apt to be more lenient. This was a fascinating study in the morning when they weren't hungry, and that as the day went on and they became hungry and tired, they were stricter with their rulings. And, you know, I don't have it all in front of me, but it's absolutely fascinating on the time of day.
Yeah.
And so certain attorneys knew, well, you want to hit this judge at a certain time of day because they're going to be more open-minded than when they're tired and cranky and hungry later.
That seems so scary on something so serious and what the outcomes can be. I mean, that can actually be a factor. I think we'd like to think that can't be, but it is. They're human.
Yeah, they're very human. And I know often people will say, can I have an appointment at 7:30 at night? And I'm saying, you're going to get a tired therapist at 7:30 at night.
Sure.
You're not going to get me at my best.
Yeah.
I think you want, you know, 5 o'clock is about my cutoff time. I'm tired and hungry at that point.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.